Hold on, he's just him. Hello?
This is Global Tel Link. You have a prepaid call from
Rasan Thomas.
An inmate at the California State Prison, San Quentin, California. This call and your telephone number will be monitored and recorded. To accept this call, say or dial. Thank you for using Global Tel Link.
Recently, we got some big news from our colleague inside San Quentin, Rasan New York Thomas.
Yes, we did.
And since then, we've been waiting for him to call us and tell us what's happening.
Okay, so New York,
yep.
Tell us about the news.
On January 13th, the governor called and they commuted my sentence. I have a chance to come home now.
Okay, Erlan, although this was joyous news, we have to admit it wasn't exactly a surprise for us.
Nope, because a number of years ago, during Governor Brown's administration, New York filed an application for a commutation of sentence, which sets a whole long process in motion.
I know you have explained this to me, I don't know, a dozen times. It is so confusing.
Right.
Please, just one more time.
All right.
It out for me, all right?
All right, here you go. After the governor accepts the application, then New York had to be interviewed by the commissioners that come in and interview
him.
Then once they write their report and file it,
he has an in-bank hearing.
If he passed the in-bank,
he goes to the governor's office.
And the governor forwards it
on
his
Supreme Court,
signs off on
the governor's office
to issue
a formal commutation. So once all that happened, New York was waiting on a phone call.
Christmas came and went. New Year's came and went. I kind of stopped looking for the call. I thought maybe he changed his mind. And then finally, on January 13th, they called me downstairs, and my counselor told me, like, yo, you got a call with Sacramento today. She put me on the phone, and they gave me the good news. Said, you're commuted to see the next available parole board. So I thanked her. I told her to thank Gavin Newsom. I'm going to make him proud.
How does it feel?
Well, first of all, it's an honor. It's like the ultimate honor. Like, the governor recognized that you changed so much that you deserve a chance to come home. And so that's huge, right? That's just big. That's just really, really, really big. It's something to be really proud of. Something I can tell my kids about. Like, it's like a complete turnaround from where I used to be. And so I'm really proud of it. Let's be realistic. Not guaranteed I'm getting out. It's guaranteed I'm with a chance to get out.
We need to be really clear here. New York's process was not the same as your process, Erlan.
Nah, I was commuted by Governor Brown, who elected to let me out immediately, like within days.
Exactly. And I know listeners are going to wonder why that is. But honestly, Erlan, every case is just different, so it's hard to say.
Yeah, New York's commutation is not an automatic release. Instead, he gets to go before the parole board much sooner than he would have otherwise.
And when New York goes to the parole board, they're going to ask him a bunch of questions. I mean, basically, he has to tell his life story.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? He got to talk about how he grew up, you know, what his household was like, what his education was like. He has to accept responsibility for the crime, you know, have insight on how he changed. And these hearings can last up to like 5-6 hours.
And at the end, the board will decide whether they think New York should be granted parole and let out of prison. And if they say no, he's got to start the parole process all over again.
I got to be realistic. It might not work the first time. I might have to see you until 2025.
60 seconds remaining.
So, New York, what should we be telling people then? You're going to be out in a year or like, you know, like...
No. Just tell them that I'm better off than I was. I have a chance to come home. On my original sentence, I was never coming home. Everybody thinks I'm coming home. I have to calm everybody down. Like, yo, yeah. I could be here in 2025. I definitely can't come home until 2023. So anybody popping champagne right now is premature. It's an honor to get a commutation. It definitely means I have a chance to come home faster than I would have. And I just have to be ready. In the meantime, I'm here for season 9 and season 10. How about that? On the bright side.
Happy commutation. Hashtag commutation.
Thank you, Steve.
Happy commutation day.
March 2nd, season 9. You ready, Nige?
I am totally ready. You, me, and New York will all be back on the mic.
So everybody can hear all these good stories we've been cooking up.
I cannot wait to be back.
Me neither.